This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning that the U.S. will close its southern border permanently if it needs to keep what he calls stone-cold criminals from entering the country. His tweet coming a day after hundreds of migrants tried to storm the U.S.-Mexican border near San Diego, leaving U.S. border agents to use tear gas to break up the group. BBC reporter Will Grant is there, and he says,
I don't think this has helped the migrants' case in any way, and certainly the Mexican authorities who thus far tolerated, you know, the migrants in general have obviously provided food and shelter and some support, now look very much like they're not in the mood for anything more.
After killing 85 people and destroying over 19,000 structures, firefighters have finally fully contained the campfire in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Many travelers having a tough time getting to their destinations today, not just on the roads, but also by air, as there's a big snowstorm in the Midwest. It's resulted in at least 1,000 air flight cancellations so far. The NAFTA trade deal's been renegotiated, but still requires congressional approval, and now Republicans are hoping to put that on the fast track, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A dozen Senate Republicans are coalescing around moving forward on a trade deal by the end of November. The senators are urging President Trump to submit the agreement in time to allow for Congress to vote on it before the current session of Congress draws to a close.
Well, today is Cyber Monday, regarded as the biggest online shopping day of the year. E-retailers are estimated to rake in over $7 billion in sales today. If that's the case, it would be a jump of 17% over Cyber Monday last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New Jersey lawmakers may make a big step today towards making recreational marijuana legal in the Garden State. The state Senate and Assembly committees are expected to vote on a series of bills to make it legal to have an ounce of marijuana and to be able to use it at home or in designated areas. It would also put a 12% tax on recreational marijuana. Gasoline prices are continuing to drop around the nation, the price of oil posting another significant drop, falling $6 a barrel, or about 14%, closing the week out at $50 a barrel. John Clemens has more.
18 states now have at least one station selling gasoline below $2 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average is now down 7 cents.
The national average posting another weekly decline, falling 7 cents a gallon in the last week to a national average of $2.53.
The statewide average across Missouri is $2.17 a gallon, while the pain at the pump is the highest for Hawaii at $3.88 a gallon.
And a NASA spacecraft is scheduled to land on Mars today. The Mars InSight lander scheduled to touch down on the Martian surface at about 3 p.m. Eastern Time. NASA says the mission is streaking into the planet's atmosphere at 12,000 miles an hour and will be slowed by retro rockets and a giant parachute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Former campaign advisor for Donald Trump, Sam Nunberg, joins us now. Sam, how you doing?
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Mr. Martinez.
Well, my sentiment as well, Sam. I hope you did as well. It was a good time. It's always, you know, I love this season, and I love that it starts out with an attitude of thankfulness. Thanksgiving is so pivotal. I'm so glad that our presidents, it took them a while to understand that we needed to have this day. I think spiritually they were motivated early on back, you know, starting with George Washington to think about, you know, to have this country. We had so much to be thankful for, and thankful that the hand of God, you know, blessed this country, that even here, 242 years later, the great American experiment continues, although some might say it might be hanging by a thread.
Well, you know, you're exactly right in terms of George Washington. It's funny you mentioned that. I just read his first Thanksgiving proclamation. Mm-hmm. In an article, and he exactly said that. Thank you for, I believe he wrote something along the lines, for the divine intervention giving us the power to form a republic. And yeah, I think that, you know, we are going to face some difficult times. But we've been through these before, and we've gotten through them. And as long as the president's able to remain strong and forthright, I think everything will eventually work out. It always does, as the president would say.
Yeah, the one thing about Donald Trump, as you say to your point, if he remains strong, I don't know that there's a weak bone in Donald Trump. I know he's carrying a lot of weight on his shoulders, because whether it's other Republicans, certainly you've got the resistance going on and the media that have been antithetical, you know, toward his policies. But, you know, in many conversations over the weekend, you know, especially that I had with, you know, some of my friends, they go, look, I get it that you don't like Donald Trump. That's fine. But let's talk about policies. You know, if you were president, what would you be doing right now? And in many cases, by and large, most of what Donald Trump is doing, including the border crisis that we're dealing with right now, they're saying at least that, if not more. And here it is, after the midterm elections, and, you know, I want to put you in the position here of saying, look, at you are an advisor to Trump. You understand.
I worked for him for a long time. I worked from 2011 to mid-2015.
So here it is, going into this lame duck session, the next 2 years, and heading into 2020, and understanding, you know, the media being what it is, you know, we're a very impatient society. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, our society stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. You know, things don't move fast enough. So we have a timeline here with this lame duck session. So what is your advice to President Trump in these tight times before Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats take over the House?
Well, actually, Actually, you know, that's a very good question. Going to the election, I think that we, I think the president did face some setbacks from Republicans, and you saw this with a lot of cross-ticket voting. I'm talking about Arizona, where the Republican governor won by a lot. I'm talking about Iowa, where the Republican governor was also reelected. And then you even go to Wisconsin, where you saw a shift in Scott Walker, who barely lost that election because he really underperformed in suburbs and exurbs, but did much better in the Trump rural areas where he had done before. Some of that, I do believe, is just in general, objectively, any president is going to face House losses when they're in power. The only one in recent history that hasn't was George W. Bush, and that's because of 9/11.
Right, exactly.
I do think that there were some issues, particularly with women. And I think that, look, the Democrats did a very good job organizing. They outraced us. And at the congressional level, they certainly out-strategized us. I work for Steve Bannon. I'm a senior advisor to Steve and his group. And there's little we can do when the people controlling the vast amount of the money are investing in the wrong races. I'm not here to, you know, start doing blame. What I think is in turn, but that's just the reality. In terms of heading into 2020, he's going to face some challenges. Look, you know, the president, I don't know if the tax bill will be good for growth. And the reason being is because for a lot of people, look at me in New York. I'm blessed. I earn a good income, high income. I'm top 2%. But I'm a single male, and I'm going to end up paying more money on taxes because I lost my SALT deduction.
Right.
And it's also going to stop me from buying an apartment right now because in New York because of the mortgage deduction. He lowered the corporate rate so low, but the corporations are now saying that they're going to stop investing because of these trade wars. That wasn't the deal. On the other hand, what I do think is that if the Democrats, and look, he laid down the bar, and he did after the election. He said, we can do this one or two ways. We can work together, and I'd like to work together on a couple issues, some issues that he couldn't get, particularly transportation infrastructure with Republicans. He'd like to work with them, but he's not going to do things like that if they're just going to continue to take down his presidency. I do believe at the end of the day, the Democrats are going to impeach him, send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. They'll do that irregardless. They'll say they don't want to. But then, you know, they'll have to, blah, blah, blah. We'll already know the argument. The Mueller report is cooked. He's going to say whatever he has to say to give the Democrats the impetus. Mueller never should have taken that position. He is completely conflicted. Rosenstein, who is no longer,
overseeing,
but let's be honest, we know who wore the pants in that relationship.
Exactly.
And now he will face some real authority to look over him. But, and here's the but, in terms of right now during this lame duck, I think the president has one or two options. The president can continue spending. We are spending a lot of money. We are going to face a debt. Now, remember, one of the reasons the president has to spend all this money is because he's rebuilding the military.
Right.
With that said, I am all for a government shutdown if they will not give him any border money. If they're not going to give him, if they're not going to pay for anything towards the walls, all he's asking for is $5 billion of the $20 to $25 billion it's going to cost. Shut down the government.
Right.
And that's without any other cuts to domestic discretionary and everything else. I think we do need a shutdown, and it would set the barometer and the tempo heading in. I also think that in terms of lame duck, we do have a chance to do some other appointments, such as, for instance, he did Whitaker. He could get some other people out that he's not happy with, cabinet secretaries, and keep them in for 9 months. That's what I would suggest. And I think that he's going to have to make a big decision. I understand he likes General Kelly for General Kelly's service. With that said, maybe he keeps Kelly there, but they need to figure out something, whether it's a Nick Ayers, somebody who's politically astute. Because even if you look at Barack Obama, or you look at George W. Bush, or you look at Bill Clinton, their chief of staff, or they had a senior advisor there who understood campaigns and re-election. And he doesn't have that now with his son-in-law, face to face, and he doesn't have that with anybody else.
No, that's
there.
A good point.
And I think that any cares, let's say, if that's the person, put that person in, or give Nick a lot of authority, dual authority, with General Kelly, and that's really where I stand. But I also think, Doctor, that he's going to have to make some changes. He
You're
can't
right.
keep...
Sam, we got to go to break, so we're going to hit a quick pause. We'll be back with Sam Nunberg, former Trump campaign advisor. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of being known. And I will not stand alone. You're my defender.
Yes, turn it up loud. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Sam Number continues with us, former Trump campaign advisor. As we were talking with Sam, Congress is returning to Washington with a tight deadline to pass 7 spending bills, avert a partial government shutdown over President Trump's demand that lawmakers fund his wall on the Mexican border. The partial shutdown, should it take place, will happen on December the 7th if Congress does not pass legislation. Sam, the other thing that is critical, I think, in this lame duck session is there has to be a sense of urgency for the Senate to get judges in place. I mean, you know, at every turn, the president has been trying to do on behalf of the people, it's all been thwarted by an activist judge. And, we've got to get conservative judges in place. I know that Justice Roberts took exception over the weekend. Says, well, I don't like the idea that they're called, Obama judges or Bush judges. Well, call them what you want. But they are. I mean, so what do you want to do? What do you want to call them then?
Right. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. But in fact, he's an Obama judge, too, because of that decision he issued. But he's really an Obama Bushy, because I guarantee you the Bushy supported Obamacare
right.
at the end of the day. So, look, I mean, he's not a friend of the president. I don't, these people, they don't, I heard the great Justice Scalia speak once at a small federal society event on Long Island, New York.
Oh, wow.
And that was something he came to, and that was, and he came there and he said, listen, and this was before the Obamacare decision came down, and he said, I'm not going to say anything. He said, one thing I will say is the problem with our government is once they have power, they don't want to relinquish it. And this whole idea that the Justice Department and or the FBI, that they say to the president, well, you could do this technically, but you'd be impeached. It's ridiculous,
Right.
Because here are people, career people, they serve in both administrations, but particularly they're they always have a sense that they're easy on Republicans. I mean, excuse me, easy on Democrats, hard on Republicans. They'll tell you no, but let's say, but that's the reality.
Right.
I think it's very important, Doctor, the way you said a partial government, shutdown, because we don't say that enough. And all you're going to hear is a Karl Rove on Fox News saying we can't shut down the government. We can't shut down the government. But all essential services are kept open. National security, everything else. And I think it's an issue that he's going to have to deal with, and he'll have to set the tone. I do think at the end of the day, though, he will have to come to some bipartisan efforts to sort of get reelected. And what I was saying before is, you live by the stock market, you die by the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And you're feeding into what the Democrats usually say about Republicans are only for the rich. What he has to start talking about, which is the truth, is wage increases, production, and consumer confidence, which is essentially being put up right now by lower-income people. And he's going to face a Fed that will continue raising rates. And he has these trade wars going on, so which at the end of the day are going to have some pain.
We've known that to be the case. I mean, for those of us who are business people, understand that you've got to get through this curve in order to get out of what you don't like to get to what you do like. There's the what I call the grief to happiness ratio. We're in grief right now. And in order to get to the happiness ratio, you've got to get through it.
3.5%. I mean, this stuff.
Exactly. No.
But it's still great. You're 100% right.
Right.
Sorry not to interrupt.
No. That's okay, Sam. I mean, it's the conversations. And, I appreciate your insight and commentary on this because, people are given the wrong deal. You said something earlier that was so significant that I don't understand why these Republicans, in the midterms, why they didn't embrace the success of the Republican Party and Trump policies. That astounds me. That they were so soft peddling this deal and that they didn't take that to the bank. I mean, they had more victory on their side. I don't understand this.
To show how the sausage is made, the problem is is that they go, their people that they look into when they're talking about strategy are people that, you know, like for instance, your audience may not know who I'm talking about, but let's say a Neil Newhouse was somebody who really set the agenda through his polling for the Republican congressional spending. And what that essentially showed them, the way they did the questioning and whatever else, was we have to run away from Trump and run on certain things. But what I would say is, you know, look, Trump was elected partly by running against Obama's terrible record, and that's the right choice. And let's also think, one thing we do have is, I like, you know, I'm laughing when I hear, Doctor, and I don't know what you think, about how the Nancy Pelosi is not a liberal, and she's going to understand you can't impeach Donald Trump and you shouldn't do radical things, and she's the best one to keep the Democrats moderate. There is no moderate Democrat party.
Right, right.
There is no moderate. And wait till you see that freak show called a Democrat primary for 2020, where you're going to have a lot of people running because they all think they can beat Donald Trump, and they're all going to try to run to so far left that this whole idea that they'd be able to define themselves back to the center, etch-a-sketch, as Romney famously said, although he was going the other way, is going to be complete bunk.
Yes.
So, look, everything's tight. Everything's tight. It's going to be tight to the president for his reelect, but he can do it. And I think that we really need to pray for him in terms of international affairs because he's facing great threats. And as opposed to, and this is another issue with the fake news media, as opposed to the Washington Post, the David Ignatius, let's say, and others at the New York Times national security writers who would always want to make excuses for Obama, who really dithered, who was who couldn't follow through, who was very academic and slow on doing anything to be resolute. They're just out to criticize anything with this president. Let's just see how things work out. We've seen this with Reagan, and I think at the end of the day, the American people are smart. Once again, though, and this isn't me auditioning, I do not want to work for the president again. I like working from the outside. You can understand it gives me more sway. And
well, I love your animation. You have talked about being born again. I think you've been you're so animated now. I think you know you're out from that cloud in that deal. And there's no question when you're in that fishbowl, whether the White House or near President Trump. I mean, we've seen what's happened, you know, to his allies and what this government is willing to do. Even still, I mean, it was weaponized during the Obama administration, and that weaponization still continues. The fact that you can have Mueller, you know, go, you know, investigating you and send you into bankruptcy and cause all kinds of problems. I mean, our good friend Jerome Corsi is the next one to be attacked right now, and hopefully we're going to have a chance to talk to him in a couple of weeks and all that has been going on with his story. But, you know, what they did to Mike Flynn and what they've done to others and Manafort and everything, I mean where's the Russian collusion? Where is the crime that supposedly was supposed to have been the precedent to to set up the special counsel, Sam?
Trump's crime is he's a Republican who won an election. He may have done something not smart, let's remember, in hosting the Russians after firing Comey, but this is about collusion.
Yeah.
And they have to show direct, something that shocks the conscience. What they're going to show is something so circumstantial, so loose, so entangled, disentangled.
Right.
All for his impeachment. It's going to be something I think you can see the American people. You'll see violence and revolt like you've never seen since the 60s.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Sam Nunberg, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage?
Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting this morning that the U.S. will close its southern border permanently if it needs to keep what he calls stone-cold criminals from entering the country. His tweet coming a day after hundreds of migrants tried to storm the U.S.-Mexican border near San Diego, leaving U.S. border agents to use tear gas to break up the group. BBC reporter Will Grant is there, and he says,
I don't think this has helped the migrants' case in any way, and certainly the Mexican authorities who thus far tolerated, you know, the migrants in general have obviously provided food and shelter and some support, now look very much like they're not in the mood for anything more.
After killing 85 people and destroying over 19,000 structures, firefighters have finally fully contained the campfire in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Emily Dalton-Smith is going to be with us in just a second. She is the director of Social Good Product with Facebook. And but first of all, as a lead-in and some background here, let me tell you, people around the world use Facebook's charitable giving tools to help nonprofits bring food to those in need, support a neighbor who lost everything in a fire, bring critical care to a child battling cancer, and so much more. And now these tools have reached a major milestone. Are you aware of this? Since they were introduced in 2015, people have raised over $1 billion on Facebook for nonprofit and personal causes, either through Facebook fundraisers, donate buttons, or via the fundraisers API. Their nonprofit community also continues to grow, and there are now 1.3 million nonprofits in 18 countries that can receive donations directly through Facebook. As I mentioned, Emily Dalton-Smith is with us. She's the director of Social Good Product on Facebook. Emily, these numbers are astounding, and what Facebook has been able to do in leading the way to satisfy a need on so many levels. I mean, this is terrific. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's really exciting. And $1 billion is a big number. It's a huge milestone for us. Mm-hmm. But what really matters about it is that 20 million people around the world have been able to create or donate to fundraisers for causes that they care about it. We're just so inspired by the support our community is providing for these great causes. And we're really excited that this year, on Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday right after Thanksgiving, Facebook and PayPal are coming together to match up to $7 million of donations made on Facebook. So we're incredibly excited that we can provide a little bit of extra support and thank the community for everything they've done.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations to PayPal and Facebook for partnering up and you know, leveraging the charitable cause here on Giving Tuesday. You know, as you mentioned, $1 billion, you know, when we hear that, it sounds like a lot. But in that $1 billion, boy, there are stories that are helping, you know, that are helping lives out there. A story in particular that stands out is the one of Charlotte and Dave Wilner that started the Reunite an Immigrant Parent with Her Child Facebook fundraiser in support of races. That was the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services. They started out with an initial goal to raise $1,500 in less than a week. Their fundraiser grew to be the single largest fundraiser to date, raising nearly $21 million from over 500,000 donors. And this involved over 30 countries. I mean, this is incredible, Emily. I mean, does this blow you away?
It does. It's amazing. We are so inspired by what people are doing on the platform, by what Charlotte and Dave Wilner did. And we're also inspired by people who are creating smaller fundraisers for causes that are close to their hearts. You know, right now we're seeing people come together to support victims of the California wildfires. And we see people creating fundraisers both for friends and family who have been affected. Many people who have been displaced from their homes and lost everything are getting support from their friends and family while they get their lives stood up. And also coming together to support local organizations that are providing community support to animals who've been displaced, helping people reunite with their pets, providing emergency relief, and helping these communities come back and rebuild after the fire.
You know, Emily, when I hear the story, you know, it's such a success story of Facebook. I mean, who would have thought that it would have, you know, that part of the component of Facebook would be this giving platform? I mean, this is just, I've got to think, you know, for Mark Zuckerberg and everybody involved with Facebook, that, you know, it's got to give you some sense of pride and fulfillment that you're contributing to the communities like this.
It really does. We're just so proud and we're so grateful for everything that people are doing to support great causes on our platform. It's just incredibly heartwarming, and we are fortunate that we can come in every day and work on this to support people doing what matters to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned one story. How about sharing another inspiring fundraiser that you've seen since 2015?
Well, I'd love to share with you the story of actually a close family friend who's been fundraising for breast cancer research. Mm-hmm. So over the course of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, he was fundraising for Susan G. Komen in honor of his wife who had breast cancer. And every single day he was posting a new picture to his Facebook fundraiser with a message about why breast cancer research matters to him and a goofy picture of himself wearing something pink. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great example of how people use their product every day and get to share a little bit of who they are and bring their friends and family along the way with them.
Well, Emily, how about talking about some new tools that are available for those looking to raise money for a cause?
Well, there are four ways people can fundraise on Facebook. Anybody can do it. First, you can fundraise for a nonprofit. So you create your campaign, pick the nonprofit, and 100% of donations go directly to the nonprofit. Facebook covers all of the fees and costs associated with that. The second way is you can donate your birthday. 2 weeks before your birthday, we ask if you'd like to dedicate your birthday to a great cause. This year, because I'm a mom, I dedicated my birthday to the March of Dimes to support prenatal care and education for women everywhere. As I mentioned, you can also create a personal fundraiser to support yourself or one of your friends and family. And the fourth way is you can just add a donate button to any post or video or live video, turning it into a little tiny fundraiser.
Well, that's excellent. And it's amazing, too, what we're finding out is, you know, just little action steps like this and, you know, the lives that are being blessed and, you know, lives being changed as a result of this. This is such a good thing on so many levels. Emily Dalton-Smith is with us. She's the director of Social Good Product at Facebook. Emily, how did you land this job with Facebook?
Lucky that I was able to work on this when it was started, and I've been so proud to work on it for the past 3 years as our community has grown and people have come together. You know, people like Teresa Burrell, whose sister and brother-in-law and their baby were killed in a car crash. Teresa started a fundraiser for her surviving nephews and niece to help them recover from the accident and built a community of 5,000 people around the world who didn't even know her family but contributed funds to help the kids recover and also help the family get through this really difficult time with messages of support and community and prayer. It's just incredibly inspiring to see people come together and do that, and we're so lucky that we get to work on that every single day.
Yeah, I mean, and you're dealing, I mean, stories like this are, you know, coming across your desk and you're sharing it there in, you know, the Facebook local community. I mean, the team that's involved here, this has got to be quite encouraging for them. And, you know, and I appreciate the perspective because it seems like in this, you know, fussing and fighting world that we find ourselves in, you know, it is, these are good stories and these are encouraging stories that remind us, yes, though sometimes we can be a little bratty, there's some goodness in our humanity. And, you know, and Facebook has provided a platform to, you know, let that be expressed. And I think that's win-win for everybody.
Well, thank you. It really is. It's an incredible outpouring of support and generosity. And you get to see these amazing connections people make. And we're going into the giving season, so we have tremendous opportunities for people to come together and do even more, whether it's taking advantage of the Giving Tuesday match or coming together to support another cause throughout the course of the year. It's a great opportunity to give back.
Exactly, and I'm glad you brought that back because I wanted to bring that back into focus again. That the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, known as Giving Tuesday, and Facebook and PayPal have joined partnership in this in helping you know spread the love, huh?
Yeah, it's really amazing. So you have Thanksgiving, and you know people express how deeply grateful they are. And then you have Cyber Monday, and the day after that is Giving Tuesday. Last year, people raised $45 million for nonprofits on Facebook's platform. And this year, we're hoping to do even more. Our goal is that anybody can come and fundraise for or donate to a cause that they care about, whether it's a big organization or a small local cause, and that we can support them and share our thanks and gratefulness for the community by giving back a little bit more through the match.
Well, Emily Dalton-Smith, as we wrap things up real quick here, how can people get started with their own fundraiser and where can they go for more information?
So easy. Just go to facebook.com/fundraisers to create yours. And if you want to learn more about Giving Tuesday, go to facebook.com/facebook and check out the events tab.
Emily Dalton-Smith on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Emily. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. You too.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez live.
Sometimes the fight can be tough, right? And you get to that point where you're outside of yourself, and that's all you can turn to is, God, help us. And why not? I mean, that's what's available to us is the Father in heaven who loves us, who has said, look, I've got a plan and purpose for you. I'm going to see it through to its ending. There's no need to fuss and fight and do it all on your own. I am right there for you. But if you don't ask, I'm not going to help you. I can't help you. Of course, it's not. I make it seem so academic. All I'm saying is that, hey, we need to, maintain that conversation with the Father as we go through every day. I mean, this is why the Apostle Paul found himself many times saying, I pray without ceasing. It is amazing what that does in terms of the peace that it gives you, especially at this time of year. So I pray that you would have an ongoing conversation with the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. So we'll see where we can go. We're on standby right now, for Adam Holtz, hoping to, get in touch with him. What happened is Bob Waliszewski decided to, be in China. And so Adam is pinch hitting for Bob. And as soon as we can, get him on the horn here, the reason I'm stalling for just a bit is I want to make sure that we have his correct phone number and that we can connect with him. Adam is, just a brilliant gentleman. I mean, he's been with Focus on the Family You know, for quite a while, he served as the associate editor at NAV Press's Discipleship Journal and consulting editor for Current Thoughts and Trends, now oversees the music research and reviews and manages Focus's Culture Clips feature. And, of course, also is one of the primary movie reviewers. I want to talk to him about Ralph Breaks the Internet and Creed 2 and maybe a couple of other things if we have time, if we can be able to do that. But anyway, as the conversation continues, we're on standby until we're able to get Adam on with us, but I did want to review a couple of things here. By the way, number one, I've got that official Bill Martinez Live t-shirt, our new updated version. God's Got This. Such a cool t-shirt. I got to tell you, our hands-on original suppliers have just, again, done an outstanding job in putting this t-shirt together. We can thank Jen Gotson Chandler, you know, for her input, you know, from her movie. And mentioned that, you know, throughout the shooting of it, one of the characters kept saying, hey, God's got this, you know, don't worry about it, God's got this. And so I said, that's a t-shirt. And so we had it printed up. And if you'd like your very own Bill Martinez Live, God's Got This t-shirt, it's so cool, I'm telling you. And it's really nice. You're going to like the feel of it. It's very light. It's it is just a great t-shirt. We only have them in large and extra large, by the way. So you gals, if you hopefully you like a loose-fitting, maybe a nightshirt, this will be perfect for you. All you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know how it goes. We're givers. It's the season. So we put you in the hoppa. We pull your name out of the hoppa and your name there along with your address, and you've got a t-shirt coming your way. Okay, bill@billmartinezlive.com. It's just that easy. Also, you know, I just want to, again, thank Daniel Budafuoco for, you know, coming on with us. You know, we had what he had to share with us about, you know, the New Testament. I mean, and in his book, and the thing is so cool about Daniel is being an attorney, he approaches, this is why apologetics is such a, you know, and it so connects with his spirit, because he's a trial lawyer. And so what do? You know, you're pursuing the truth, and that's at the very heart of his being. And so he's perfectly cast, and now he's taken his skill set and his experience as a trial lawyer, and he's out there defending, you know, defending the Word of God. And, you know, and from, and going from churches to churches, and, he's invited, in fact, he was just in Long Island, over the weekend, and, you know, talked to, congregations there, a couple of sermons over the weekend, so good fun for him. Anyway, his book is Consider the Evidence, A Trial Lawyer Examines Eyewitness Testimony in Defense of the Reliability of the New Testament. So, as he mentioned, you know, part of our duty is to, you know, study apologetics. And I know it sounds so threatening. Apologetics, what does that mean? It's not that you're apologizing, you know, for, you know, for God or the New Testament. It's just that you are, you know, you are doing research so that you can, in a sense, defend what it is that you believe in. You know, we started out with the conversation that, you know, it's about your story. When you've had that, you know, kind of crossroads confrontation with Jesus in your life, it is your personal story. You know, and Jesus knows where you were at that point in time. And, you know, that is something that cannot be taken away from you, what you were and what happened post that confrontation with Jesus. You know, like I said, often that I always love the story to me. I think it's such a powerful defense of God and his love for us. And it's such a testimony of the blind man. I mean, it really brings it down. It's so simple. I was blind, now I see. And so many of us, that's the way we were. In our own way, we were blind. But because of Jesus, now the blindfold's off, you know, the chains are broken free. We can now see. And when we realize and we embrace that personal story, which is our story, it's now our story. Wow, you can't take that away. And it's life changing. And that's what's so threatening to people, is because you can't argue that away. You can say, okay, you know, hey, I don't want to talk to you. You're disqualified. You can invalidate me, and that's fine if that's what you do, but that's your own expense. But that's not going to change what Jesus did in my life for me. And that's what I'm going to hold on to. And that's what so many people across the country, of course, those stories are lost in translation, because what is it, you know, the mainstream news, what does everybody want to talk about? They want to talk about the hypocrisy. They want to talk about the problems in the Catholic Church or whatever. Yes, I mean, all those things, yes, they are true. They have happened. And it's up to the Catholic Church or whatever, any institution, to understand that the very heart of their existence is what Jesus established, and he gave them. To be the receptacles of truth. And it's up to the, whether it be the Catholic Church or any other institution, to accept their guilt and to repent from it. I say accept it and not deny it. You know, say, okay, look at, hey, we made mistakes here, and we really messed up big time. But it's going to be different, you know, going forward. As bastions and organizations, institutions of truth, what Jesus, had established in establishing the church. And, when it's, consider, I say, wow, it's just overwhelming when you consider that the church that Jesus said would be so powerful, the gates of hell could not prevail against it. Wow, I mean, think about that. So are our churches today, around the world, I think in certain cases we've got, lights of optimism and lights of truth, busting through the darkness there, that say, in fact, that, yeah, the church there in certain areas is doing great. Are we doing that from coast to coast? Are we all linked up, shoulder to shoulder and back to back and reflecting, the legacy of our Savior? That's the opportunity. And each individual church has to come into account, and that's up to them. But I got to think that, when you consider all that God offers, the church and the people who are part of that. Wow. I mean, why would you not want that? Why would you not want to fight for that? And I think that's what's starting to happen. When you consider the incivility of our culture today, I mean, what is the solution? Senator Sass has an idea. I mean, people have different ideas of what it's all about. I mean, we see the consequences of it. But really, the bottom line is what Daniel had mentioned earlier, and that is that, it starts with loving God. I mean, if you really love God, then you're going to be able to love one another. But you can't just love man and not love God, because what happens is our own humanity is going to leak out. I mean, our own humanity leaks out regardless. But at least if you have God, you can say, wow, I messed up here. I wasn't as loving as I should have been, because the Holy Spirit will convict you, because you go to the Father and you go, wait, what's going on? This relationship isn't happening. Well, there's something lacking, between you and I. So you fill up with God's love. Now you're a receptacle of God's love, and you're able to take the blessings that God has given you and bless others. That's where it all starts. But if we get all exercised, excuse me, we get all exercised over what we believe, belongs to us and what we're claiming, then we miss the point. And we lose out, and others lose out as a result of this. And, just maybe we might be at the end of our rope of all this fussing and fighting. And maybe we really are ready, for a united America. But understand that there will always be those forces that fight against us, that resist us. I mean, all this stuff can sound, so rosy and so nice and very encouraging. But you have to, as Daniel says, you got to know what you believe in, and you got to be willing to fight for it. If you're not willing to do so, then we're going to end up back at the same place again. It's just the nature of man. It's the cycle of, what we go through here. When things are going good, we see things according to our own eyes, and we think we've got it all under control. Hey, God, don't worry. I got it from here. I can take care of it from here. And then we're back doing the same thing all over again. Anyway, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. We're going to be talking about the traditions of Christmas right after the news.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Bacon lovers.